Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Yeah, the cedar pollen is still in the air. We'll talk about that a little bit. We put the formula for the cedar fever on Twitter. I think it was on Facebook as well, and we'll talk about that a little bit if you're having the same issues. Yeah, it blows up from the south first before our cedars start exploding, and you can literally see them exploding. The male plants blowing that pollen out in the air. The weather guessers got it right, though. The weather's absolutely beautiful. We've got a great day today here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then we have several days coming up this week where it's going to get just a little bit nicer and a little bit nicer. So it's a great time for people even somewhat north of us here in Zone 8 to do some gardening, and we'll get into those issues. The big point at this time on the calendar is that we are absolutely in the window for the first major fertilization of the year. If your ground's still frozen, if you're in Chicago or Nebraska or farther north than that and the ground's still frozen, it's not time. But as soon as things start to thaw out, we do that first organic fertilization of the year using an organic fertilizer at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And we do it before things start growing. You know, that's the old recommendation. It's still the recommendation by people who, unfortunately, are still recommending the high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers and all of that. And really, unfortunately, some people are still even recommending the chemical weed and feed fertilizers, which are the worst choices of all. Badly designed products, people, these companies have put herbicides, pre-emergent herbicides, and high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers into the same bags, and they're not designed to go out at the same time. So how that works is, you know, a big scratch your head. Plus, the fact they're toxic and they are dangerous and should not be used. Unfortunately, they are still used a lot, but we're trying to help spread the word here and hope that you'll help us with that as well. And speaking of helping us, the SPCA report, well, first of all, let me give you the phone number. You can jump on here. I'll be doing my usual thing, reports and in Howard's Garden and all that, but we'll go to the phones pretty quickly at 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. We try to help the SPCA here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as much as we can, do a little report for them each weekend, the Sunday show, and put it on our website on dirtdoctor.com as well. And we've had some pretty good success, but from last week, Max is still waiting for a home. So check him out. His picture's on our website. Just go to the SPCA button there on dirtdoctor.com. And then this week's dog is a handsome black and white pit bull mix. Again, doesn't look like there's much pit bull in this guy. In fact, he looks a lot like our dog that we had in the past, Shadow. He's black with a white chest. Pretty good-looking dude. He's been at the SPCA since November. A little shy at first, but really working well with the staff at the SPCA. Loves to go for walks. Very gentle on a leash. He's learning what treats are and responding very well. So check him out. It's Delano, I think is how you pronounce it. D-E-L-A-N-O, Delano. And Max is still waiting for a home. So check them both out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We have our contest up. We do a contest every week. I don't know if a contest is the best word for it. What it is we put a photograph up to identify, first person to identify it, either on the air with me on the show or sending in an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I guess you could go the Ask Howard route as well. That's a feature that's on the website, and it's a real easy way. It's an easy way for us to answer questions, especially for the members. The members of the Organic Club of America get first dibs, because at some time, and it's about to get into that time where the volume gets just overwhelming, the members get first dibs on my response and help. We try to send people to the stuff that has already been written when we get questions about things that are covered by newsletters or answers in the Dallas Morning News. I write a column for the Dallas Morning News, and it appears every Thursday, and then they appear online at DallasMorningNews.com. But anyway, it'll show you how to join the Organic Club of America right on the homepage, DirtDoctor.com. And in that same place, it'll show you a lot of the other things that pop up during the show. One of them is the free newsletter that we have. It's a weekly newsletter. It goes out by email, and you simply sign up on the little form that's there on the homepage. And we do a newsletter that's one subject at a time. We've had really good response from it. It starts off as one subject at a time, and then we have some links to some other related kinds of things. And it's always different subjects. Sometimes it's about plants, sometimes about insects, sometimes about disease, organisms, and things like that. Sometimes it's about health and environment and things in the news and all that. So it varies all over the place. They're put into the archives on DirtDoctor.com if you want to go back and look up anything by subject matter. And we also use those when we do a newsletter that is related to a subject that is in the library on our website or not in the library. We use that as an opportunity to do a little more research, update the info there, and expand on it and all that kind of thing. So there's a lot of related things going on there. You also, when you go to DirtDoctor.com, the big buttons that pop up in the middle of the page, the photographs, one of them tells you all about cornmeal. It's one of the things we get the most questions about. Cornmeal is just such a wonderful product for curing diseases across the board of all kinds, blow your mind type stuff, some of it. And then as those images change, one thing it shows is the basic three steps of going organic, our recommended program, what you do to stop doing things you shouldn't be doing and what you do to start doing the good things, and then the basic pest control is the third button. Also right there in that same place is the picture to identify. The one today ought to be fairly easy for you. If it's not real fast, which I bet it is today, I'll give you some tips on it. I took a photograph that showed a little more clearly, and I zoomed in on it, so it's primarily showing the flowers of the plant, just a little bit of the foliage. So if you get that, you get one of our schools, one of our classes. The class is the Natural Organic Certification course, and I teach it online. You sign up for it, and you take it online. 15 chapters. You take each chapter, and then you have to take a test after each chapter. You have to pass 100%, not 70, but 100%. And you get a little cheat sheet with it. You get a 26-page cheat sheet, a little booklet, a little pamphlet that I did that covers the main points of each chapter and some of the main things that we covered, and that'll show up on the test and all that sort of thing. So I think you'll find it helpful as well. We give away one a week, and the rest of you can sign up and go that route. It does cost something. The regular price is $195, I believe. There are discounts for nonprofits and for groups. We've got some organizations coming in and buying in blocks for their employees or their members, and there are definitely some discounts available there. We're getting real good response and real good reviews about it, but if you have any questions about that or anything else, let me know. And let's see what else we need to talk about before we get into in Howard's garden. I've got an appearance coming up. You want to jot down, and we'll talk about it in more detail in the second hour. It is my next get together with the Mother Earth News people. They're coming back to Texas in February. It's February the 18th, and I'll be there on a Saturday. I think it's more than one day, but I'll be there on a Saturday and doing two talks, one at 11 and one at 3:30, and I'll tell you more about that as we go. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit Espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters.
Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. And I'll tell you what, John called in early, so I'm going to go ahead and take his call, and then I'll get back to my stuff that I need to be doing with you. Let's see if we can get him up here in Eustis, Texas. What's going on, John?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to get back with you. You closed the show last week. I didn't have time to call in. Lady was asking about what to use for a cat litter. And I started rescuing puppy dogs about 25 years ago, and then the Lord sent me a cat at my door about 22 years ago. And never been around cats, never knew anybody with cats growing up. And so he was at my door when I got home, and I'd already gone by the pet store and got all the stuff. And I knew immediately I didn't want to mess with all that clay stuff. And
yeah.
So I started looking for something, and 20 years ago, they came out with something called feline pine. They go to the lumber sawmills and get the sawdust and pelletize it. And I knew that's what I was looking for. Yeah, I tried to recycle newspaper. They pelletized newspapers and stuff,
right.
And they just didn't get it. But sawdust has a huge capacity for absorbing urine and odors. I get it from Tractor Supply. They call it equine bedding, but it's the same thing, just pelletized sawdust. And if it's a real fine sawdust, it'll actually get wet before you ever smell any ammonia. Has such a tremendous capacity for absorbing urine and odors. If it's a little coarser, it might not last as long, but it's by far the best thing for kitty cat litter. And then what you just have to be aware of is you only want to put about an inch in the litter box, because it has the pee on it, and it expands. It expands about 4 to 5 times the volume of the original pellet. So you just need to be aware of that.
Well, that sounds good. I've never had cats. Judy's really allergic to them pretty severely.
We
had some at the office one time, and like I talked on the show last week, we had really good luck with zeolite. Did you ever try zeolite while you were testing different things?
Is that a little plastic ball?
No, it looks like probably the closest thing people would recognize is maybe a lime, crushed limestone. You know, it looks like that. Mm-hmm. It's a white rock material.
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah, I used something before I found the sawdust, but it's when I found the sawdust, there just wasn't any comparison to anything else.
And what's the name of it again, the one you get?
Well, at if you go to a pet store, they'll probably have what's called feline pine.
Okay,
but if
feline
you go to
pine.
Tractor Supply, they package it as equine bedding. They put it in horse stalls and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But it's the same thing, just pelletized sawdust. They go to the sawmills. They don't, cut any trees to do it.
Well, I would imagine the kitty litter stuff is a finer texture than what they use in horse stalls, isn't it?
No, it varies. I mean, they just get whatever they get from the sawmills, and it can vary from bag to bag. Like lately, all of my bags have been real fine, but for several weeks before that, they were coarser and they didn't last as long. The litter didn't last long because the surface area wasn't as great. But if you get a real when the pellets break down, you'll notice whether it's a real fine or a coarser sawdust. And the finer the sawdust, of course, the greater the surface area, so you have a much greater capacity for absorbing urine and
odors. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
But the other thing, there are a couple of things. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago about using crushed rock for remineralization of soil.
Right.
And I haven't looked into it. Does that come in different
coarseness, different
coarseness,
size?
Yeah,
you can get, for example, you can get lava sand anywhere from gravel down to almost a talcum powder. Especially from, certain companies. The company we're working with, American Rio, they'll make it for you basically any size that you need. What's the common rock mineral consistency on the market, whether it's granite or zeolite or lava sand or even green sand? It's generally in the texture of like a sharp concrete sand, something like that. But you can get it where it's pea gravel size, or you can get it where it's finer, almost like talcum powder. The finer it is, the better it is as far as soil improvement, because you just have more surface area and it's more effective at stimulating biological activity, which is one of the main things that we're doing. We're getting some nutrient value out of it, but holding moisture and helping to stimulate microbes is even more important.
Yeah. Well, since it's the finer stuff, I guess, gets taken up more quickly. Do you have to do it more often than the coarser stuff? I guess the coarse stuff you'd only do every few years, and maybe the
in a perfect world, if you did all the things that I recommend, you'd do it one time and that'd be it. But it, we're always watering with water that's not perfectly pure and balanced, and we're having other contaminants. So doing additional applications, you need to do, and you have to just kind of figure out yourself when you don't really need to do a whole lot more. You've got production up to where you want it to be, and it's not that putting more out would hurt anything. It's just an economic thing. You'd waste money after you get it really producing like you want it to produce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the other thing I wanted to ask you about, there's a wildflower that grows around here, and it's
I tell you what, let me talk to you off the air. I'm going to have to break, and I'll catch you off the air, and then we'll go back to other people when we get back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for a Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was talking to John off the air about the flower identification. I couldn't come up with it from his explanation, and what I told him goes for everybody. If you have a photograph of something you need to identify, and a lot of people do this all the time, we use some of the photographs that are sent to us for various things, and so we like to get that. If you can send it to us through the DirtDoctor.com, the Ask Howard thing, or send it to info@DirtDoctor.com, a lot of times we can help come up with an identification for you. And if we can't, we'll help you get it over to, if it's a plant, get it over to Britt Botanical Research Institute of Texas. In fact, we've had some situations there where they couldn't answer it for sure. It was a photograph from some other part of the country, and they had a friend in some other part of the country doing the same kind of thing that Britt does, and they sent it to them, and they got back with us, and we got it identified. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. The other thing is to put it on Instagram. I wanted to tell you a couple things about our social media. We're changing. We're just kind of getting more involved in all of them. Logan, my daughter, and my announcer called me, and she wanted to start putting more photographs of things that she knew that I had that we hadn't put on Instagram yet, and photographs that she and Bo have taken around the world in their travels. So you're going to start seeing a whole lot more photographs on DirtDoctor.com. You go down below the fold, below the first picture, that comes up, and Instagram is there, and you're going to see, I don't know how often she's going to do it, daily or weekly or whatever, but she's going to be putting, adding more photographs there that will be identified for you about where they were taken and what they are and that sort of thing. Real simple deal. And we will, too, Yoga Mike and I will continue to do that as well. But she's going to get involved also. We're not going to be able to answer questions there. We just get too many questions from all the other things that we do. But it is a place where probably on a daily basis almost, you're going to see some new things. The latest photograph that's there is the contest photograph. And to go there and just see the photographs, it's at the Dirt Doctor is the address, at the Dirt Doctor. And check it out. See what you think and let us know. Ken is next up this morning, Fort Worth, Texas. Hello, Ken.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
I have got a 1,000-square-foot garden that I'm starting this year. Did the compost, fertilizer, lava sand, green sand, cornmeal.
Okay.
I used azomite. Is that okay?
Azomite's great. It's a natural rock mineral that is basically mined out of the ground and put into different textures, I guess. They changed that a little bit and put on the market. It's very, very good. I'm very impressed with it.
Okay, and I'm a big Mother Earth news guy, too. I went to the thing last year.
Oh, good.
A whole lot of fun. It's amazing.
You know, I was surprised as anybody about that Mother Earth deal, the first one I went to. I had no idea they have well, first of all, the clientele, the following that they have, it's enormous. And then the second thing is what all the company is into. It's really impressive. I'm enjoying working with them.
Yeah, I've never seen so many composting toilets in my life, I can tell you that. anyway, I was wondering about irrigation. When I get on Mother Earth News, they're real big into the drip irrigation, and I know you're not. So I was wondering what your advice is on irrigating it.
Well, that's an interesting point. They talk about, and one of the reasons I think they brought me in to be part of their team, is that I tend to be, and at least at certain times, more into landscaping than the food crop side. We do both, but you know, my background is landscape architect and the landscape stuff. And they're more about, you know, living off the grid and homesteading and growing your own food and all that. They're much more into the food side of things. I have always said that drip irrigation has its place, and I guess I come across as opposed to it across the board sometimes, but I'm not. If you have, you know, row crops, or if you have an orchard, if you have something where you can spot water and control the production a whole lot better, watering at the base of plants, I think that's great. I think drip irrigation is fine for that. What I've got a problem with, and it's been well proven in many projects, is trying to water entire landscapes with it, especially turf and large ground cover beds. I just see failure after failure after failure because the water with drip to try to water those great big square footages or acreages, you have places that are too wet, stay saturated, and you have places that dry out because the water, you know, seeks the path of least resistance and goes to the low spots and instead of going across really evenly. So in those cases, I strongly recommend continuing to water from above. But drip irrigation, especially some of the new technology that's out there, I think is great, and especially with food crops.
Okay, yeah. They were so into it, and I knew for some reason you didn't like it. But if I'm going to do each individual plant, that would be great.
Oh, yeah. In that case, it's the way to go. It's the best way to go.
Do you have any suggestions, any companies, or just get online and look them up?
No, I don't. Bob Webster and I talk about it quite a bit when I do his show. He's been traveling lately, and they've been running best ofs. But if you ever, you know, he's on Saturday and Sunday mornings as well. If I don't remember to ask him about it, you could call, you know, his show sometime. he's got one that he recommends, and it's called a pressure. What's the term he used? It automatically evens out the pressure regulating is what I'm trying to say, tubing and distribution system, so that you have the same pressure where it starts out as at the end of the line of the drip. You see what I mean? If it's not designed that way, if it's not one of those kind of systems and equipment, you'll have a whole lot more, and that's one of the problems I've had with drip in the past. You have a lot more coming out at certain points on the line than others.
Right, right.
Okay. The worst ones are those leaky pipe type things, you know. they fall apart over time. There was the Dallas Cowboys had a practice field done in it years and years ago. One of the first projects I ever heard using underground drip. And it was a disaster, turned into a swamp, and it had to all be taken out. And they, you know, had the expense of the first go around and had to put in a whole new system.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll look at that, and I really appreciate it. And again, we're 100% organic, and it's all your fault.
Okay. Glad it's working well, Ken. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Howard.
I'll talk to you later. And we got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Let's see, where did I leave off? The next thing we need to talk about is in Howard's garden. I'd love to say it's the last time of having to do pretty intensive leaf management at our house, but I'd be lying if I said it that way. All the deciduous trees, for the most part, are completely gone, and we've mulched the excess leaves and put them in beds covered bare soil with them, and then the excess we put in the huge compost pile. It's a real linear compost pile that's at the edge of my bamboo forest, and what I'm trying to encourage is the bamboo being even thicker there than most people would want, because it's an erosion situation. We've got a huge drop off. My backyard drops about 30 feet from the fence down to the creek area, and that's where the bamboo forest is. And in the past, I've just let the bamboo – I didn't water the bamboo. I didn't fertilize the bamboo. I just let it go. And it finally dawned on me one day that because of erosion up at the top edge, we were either going to have to spend a whole bunch of money on retaining walls and construction and stuff, or – encourage the bamboo to be even thicker. Probably the best erosion control there is bamboo. If you know how to control it, which we do, we talk about that, you know, every year. And so I started fertilizing it and changed the sprinklers to where they're actually watering the bamboo, and it's thickening up and looking really good. By the way, another in Howard's garden point, you know, as I always tell you, I'm always honest about everything with you. And I've bragged about my gigantic bay tree that we've had, you know, outside for over 35 years. And it's never been damaged very much by winter. It was damaged this year pretty good. And it's slowly showing up, slowly manifesting what happened. And it's real curious what happened. I was talking to Judy about it yesterday. We have at least cosmetic damage to about a third of the plant on the western side. The rest of it still seems to be good. But even some of the the leaves that still look good, if you grab a limb, they'll come off real easily. So there's definitely some damage, and I'm going to photograph it and video it for you, and we'll talk about it. Don't think, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I mean, it might be completely killed. I don't think so, because so much of it still looks green and pretty and fine. But it's been now, you know, several weeks since that incredible freeze where we had the, you know, 50-degree drop in 12 hours or whatever the numbers were. And it did some damage. There's no question about it. The most curious thing I'm seeing, though, as I inspect projects around my neighborhood and wherever I am, there's a neighbor of mine, it's about three blocks away, I guess, and there's a hedge planting facing east of Pittosporum, and it's not damaged at all. And Pittosporum is far, far more sensitive to freeze than the bay. So I'm seeing some kind of inconsistencies out there that we'll photograph, probably do some newsletters and talk about it. As most of you know, but I'm sure not all of you, we get about 4 to 5 degrees of hardiness improvement. In other words, plants can take 4 to 5 degrees colder weather when we're using the organic program because of the trace minerals and the complex carbohydrates that get in the plants. Those are those sugars function as antifreeze, and you know we have that going for us. And it just depends on the location and the soil health. But we'll continue to give you reports on all that because we had such a strange event this year with the weather. Great. Right back to the phone calls when I come back. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back after this. To turn any space into a garden, it's easy with Smart Pot. It's a fabric container that's portable, foldable, reusable, 100% BPA-free, provides better drainage than ceramic or clay pots, releases heat, and prevents soil compaction and even circling roots. A really big deal. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com. That's smartpots.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production, and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're back to the phone. By the way, somebody guessed the contest plant, and they guessed guara and wind flower, and neither one of those are correct, so the contest is still underway. Here's John in Styx, Texas. Where is Styx, John?
Styx, it's southeast of
Styx, okay.
Kemp.
Okay, what's up?
I just want to make a statement. This lady I know has a daughter that has three children, and she had doctor bills coming out of her ears and decided she'd go 100% organic, and they just fell off to nothing.
Oh, great. Good story.
And I just wondered if anybody has ever made a study of Mennonite people and the Amish people to see how they fare.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I'll tell you something that might surprise you a little bit. Some of the events that I go to, Mother Earth is one of them, Mother Earth Fairs, and also Acres USA, there are Mennonites and Amish people that are involved and come to those events. And some of them are in the business of selling whatever, and, you know, even have booths, and they're not all organic. I was always under the assumption that they were as well, but some of the people that I've talked to have indicated that it varies. Some are and some aren't.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's
but it would, yeah, it still would be really good to get more data on people that are totally 100% organic and see what the health issues are related to people that are, you know, still eating conventionally grown, chemically grown food.
Right. Okay, that's all I wanted to say, and I appreciate you very much.
Well, John, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Illinois, Chicago, and talk to Peter, listening on WCPT. Hi, Peter.
Good morning. I just happened to want to make an addition, if I may, as far as the pronunciation of that pooch that is available for adoption.
My little friend?
Yeah.
Delano, yeah. Something.
Yes, it's Delano.
Delano?
And, that name was the middle name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our president.
Absolutely. That's probably where the name came from. I'll bet it is.
And I also went to a grade school by that name.
Okay. All right.
It has has stayed with me. However, you can pronounce it any way you like, as, you know, as long as he answers the call to those treats, you know that you've got a friend.
That's right, and whatever helps get him adopted. He's a cutie. Says he's a pit bull mix, but I don't think I quite believe that. He looks an awful lot like a dog that we used to have. He's a cutie, 52 pounds, good size. He's here at the Dallas SPCA. Peter, I appreciate you. Have anything else for me?
I want you to keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
Talk to you again. Let's go to Carol, who wants to guess on the plant. Carol, what do you think?
Well, it's kind of a semi-wild guess, but is it a form of fuchsia?
Ah, that's a pretty good guess, because that flower does have that look, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's not the case, but I appreciate you trying. Did you have anything else for me?
Yeah, I've talked to you several times before. I've got a bunch of ligustrum that are volunteers on the property that I want to get rid of.
Okay.
When I cut them down, some of them are like 20 and 30 feet tall, so they're, you know, major. But anyway, when I cut them down, even the small ones, they turn into a big bush.
Right.
And can I cut around the bark and, like, cut off the flow of nutrients to the top and kill it that way, them?
That's a good question. Normally, that would kill a tree. It takes a while for it to kill a tree. But on the ligustrum, it may or may not, because what might happen is that the base below the cut may stay alive, and you may get ground sprouts coming back up, and it may not work. I tell you what, though, it'd be worth a try, because if it does work, it's going to be a whole lot less trouble than digging all the plants out of the ground.
Well, can I cut them down and then kind of like drill through the stump and pour salt or something in it?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do salt. What I would do is one of two things. You can, if the stumps are big enough to drill holes in, do that. Drill as many holes in as deep as you can, and then put molasses or some kind of sugar down in the holes, and then cover with a little piece of carpet or with just a thick layer of natural tree trimmings mulch. Or, and that will speed up the rotting process, or what works even better than that is after you've drilled the holes, go to the feed store or farm store and get saltpeter and put it on the stump, and it just kind of slowly destroys the tissue of the stump. And some people go to the next – that'll kill the stump, but if you wanted to have it even more permanent and probably a little bit quicker total kill, you, after it melts into the tissue and starts dissolving the cellulose of the stump and everything – it's potassium nitrate is what it is, saltpeter – you put some coals, like you know barbecue, that are hot and burning on that stump, and they'll just burn and smolder right down into the ground and totally eliminate it completely.
Cool.
Yeah.
How long did this take?
A month, the whole process, probably.
Cool. I can do that.
Give it a shot.
Thank you, sir.
I'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
And we will talk to more of you right after this break. We'll get into hour number two. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We've not identified the contest picture. I'll give you a hint. It's a tree. It's not a great big huge tree, but it is a tree. And if that doesn't work, we'll give you more hints. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. To get our newsletter that's free, just sign up on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. If you have a question, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or ask Howard.